get you into trouble, but sharing copyrighted material over the internet could get you thrown in prison. That was the message in an email sent to more than 110,000 students, faculty and staff at Penn State University's main campus, along with more than 20 other campuses and centres around the state last week. You may have downloaded copyrighted materials and not been caught, so you think you're safe from prosecution. I urge you to think again, Rodney Erickson, Penn State's Executive Vice President and Provost, wrote in a message delivered last Monday that warned of heavy fines and prison time for those caught violating federal copyright laws. Messing up your future is a steep price to pay for music or a video. This is the second time Erickson has sent such an email. He also sent one in 2000 when the now-defunct file-swapping service Napster was near the height of its popularity. At a congressional hearing on file-sharing in February, Representative Lamar Smith, Republican of Texas, said that 16% of peer-to-peer file downloads, in which software allows users to share files directly instead of using a central server, were made by university students. Campuses are being more assertive about informing students of their rights and responsibilities, what you can do, what you can't do, who owns copyrights, and those things, said Kenneth C. Green, director of the Campus Computing Project, which studies computer use and information technology at U.S. colleges and universities. Penn State isn't the only place that's losing its tolerance for file sharing. On Tuesday, lawmakers in California unanimously passed a resolution condemning online piracy and asking parents to teach children that file sharing is the same as stealing. In January, U.S. District Judge Stephen V. Wilson in Los Angeles ruled that the corporation behind Kazaa could be sued in the United States, even though the company is incorporated in the South Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu. In November, the Naval Academy seized more than 90 computers in an investigation into illegal downloading, 1 month after four entertainment industry groups sent a letter to 2,300 university presidents urging a tough stand on copyright infringement. Green said the majority of colleges have policies in place regulating email use and web pages housed on college servers. Almost half of schools take the more aggressive stand of limiting the size of email attachments. At Cornell University, where the single largest use of the internet is sending files through Kazaa, university officials this summer will begin charging anyone on the university server who sends or receives more than 2 gigabytes of data per month. It could only happen with Nullsoft. Having released Winamp 3 last year, they continue to work actively on Winamp 2. Last week, Nullsoft released Winamp 2.9, a significant upgrade to the Winamp 2 series. As well as better audio quality as a result of changes to the Winamp equalizer, Winamp 2.9 also adds a media library. The library allows you to add media files on your hard drive and sort by a range of criteria. A query language allows Winamp users to add their own views to the library. The media library also integrates with the directory on Shoutcast.com, allowing you to browse and search for stations currently broadcasting with Shoutcast. Winamp 2.9 also adds video support, and a small number of early adopters are already broadcasting internet TV with Winamp, also searchable from the media library. The new features work well with screen readers. And in a shock development, Nullsoft has announced that the next version of Winamp will return to the Winamp 2 codebase. Plagued with problems and not widely well received, not to mention being inaccessible to screen readers, Winamp 3 is being abandoned, with some of the more promising features being integrated into the new version developed on the old codebase. The new version of Winamp is, at least for now, called Winamp 5, the logic being that Winamp 2 plus Winamp 3 equals Winamp 5. Winamp 5 will also boast a new audio codec for shoutcasting that Nullsoft says performs considerably better at lower bitrates than Ogg Vorbis, the open-source codec finding favor with many audio files. It's tipped that this new codec will in fact be AAC, the audio codec that's part of the MPEG-4 standard. Winamp 5 is slated for release late in the US summer, and regular updates of Winamp 2.9 are expected between now and then. In a case testing the limits of free speech in cyberspace, lawyers for a dismissed Intel engineer told the California Supreme Court that he had the right to send emails to up to 30,000 Intel employees that criticized the company for firing him. Lawyers for former Intel engineer Ken Hamady said on Wednesday that silencing him would set a dangerous precedent, allowing companies to stifle free speech. But lawyers for the company argued that the chipmaker wasn't violating anyone's free speech in the case, but merely controlling access to its internal email system, which it considered private property. The Supreme Court hearing came after two lower courts ruled that Intel could legally prohibit Hamady from flooding Intel workers with emails. Hamady, who now works for the State Franchise Tax Board, sent six email messages critical of Intel's employment practices to up to 30,000 employees between 1996 and 1998 after being fired following a disability leave. Many civil liberties groups were shocked that the two lower courts sided with Intel, and some have called the case a major test of freedom of speech on the internet. Copy-resistant CDs may be scarce in the United States, but signs are growing that the technology is becoming increasingly mainstream elsewhere and may finally break into the American market this year. Silicon Valley company Macrovision said on Wednesday that its anti-copying technology had now been applied to more than 100 million CDs worldwide, the bulk of them released in Europe and Japan. Over the last 6 months, the company has seen shipments of 10 million discs a month distributed across those markets, it said. Technology companies touting copy protection wares, and to a lesser extent, record labels themselves, have been promising for 2 years the impending release of CDs shielded against unauthorized computer copying. But the progress of the technology to market, particularly in the United States, has been slow and bumpy, and the technology companies themselves have repeatedly been forced to retrench and rethink their techniques. Early versions of the technology rendered albums unplayable in many CD players or computers, even breaking some machines. Several versions of copy-protected technology proved to be easily broken, some using tools as low-tech as a felt-tip pen. In addition, record labels concerned about universal playability and consumer reaction have helped slow the CD's pace to market substantially. The development of so-called second session technology, which allows two versions of the same album to be stored on the same CD, has helped win label support, however. When this technique is used, the ordinary CD music albums are accompanied by a music file, typically an encrypted MP3 or Windows Media Audio file, meant to be copied to and stored on a computer hard drive. Most, if not all, future copy-protected discs are expected to contain this type of computer-ready file. Macrovision's announcement appeared to come at least partially in response to a research note from J.P. Morgan analyst Sterling Orty, who predicted that the first big shipment of copy-protected CDs in the United States could come from Arista Records as soon as May or June. The CDs would be protected using a product from Macrovision's rival, Suncom Technologies. Traffic to news websites has continued to rise amid signs that users hungry for war reporting and analysis are rejecting TV in favor of the internet. According to web monitoring company Hitwise, traffic to news sites has risen by 6% in the past 2 weeks following the huge surge that greeted the outbreak of hostilities. While audiences for 24-hour TV news services have dipped as the war progresses, user figures on the internet have continued to increase. All newspaper sites recorded a dramatic uplift in usage, with Guardian Unlimited recording 107 million page impressions during March. The BBC and CNN have also reported a dramatic rise in the number of users visiting their international sites over the past 3 weeks as overseas users log on. Unofficial figures show there were 150 million visitors to the BBC's 43 world service sites during the final 2 weeks of March, more than double the corresponding period in the previous month. The BBC World Service's new international news site, bbcnews.com, received more than 130 million page impressions in March, compared with 72 million in February. Figures for its Arabic site shot up 150% to more than 15 million page impressions. CNN said there have been huge growth on its international websites, with the highest ever traffic on CNNArabic.com and its international site. The main CNN.com site has also achieved record usage figures. Some 78 million users logged on over the weekend of March the 22nd and 23rd. Despite being forced offline by hackers for much of the Iraq conflict, the website of Arab news channel Al Jazeera has also boosted its popularity dramatically since war broke out. According to Hitwise, the site has shot up 63 places in the news service rankings. Web portal Lycos said Al Jazeera became its most searched for term last week, generating three times as many search requests as Sex. Al Jazeera drew intense interest from web users in the West after it broadcast pictures of dead and captive US soldiers in Iraq. American television networks have decided not to air footage of the corpses. Google, the internet's leading search engine, said the term Al Jazeera showed the greatest increase in the week ending March the 31st, although the company doesn't report absolute rankings of search terms. Hitachi have announced that they will be shipping a DVD recorder that can read and record every DVD format. Today's multi-format drives support DVD-RW, DVD-R, DVD-plus-R, and DVD-plus-RW. The Hitachi machine includes these but adds support for the final format DVD-RAM. The GSA-4040B can record DVD-R and DVD-plus-R at 4x, DVD-RW at 2x, and DVD-plus-RW at 2.4x speed. The DVD-RAM recording runs at 3x speed. CDR operates at 24x and CDRW at 16x speed. DVD-ROM and CD-ROM read speed is 10x and 32x respectively. The IDE drive will be available from June, but only to equipment makers for inclusion with other products. The drive should seal the gaps between the camps of the three non-interoperable DVD formats. Companies such as HP have put their weight behind DVD plus RW, while others like Sony support both DVD RW and DVD plus R. Pioneer and Apple support DVD RAM. While Hitachi's machine offers a one-box solution to the format wars, it doesn't solve the blank media problem, as each format still requires its own discs. In addition, most home DVD players can play movies burned in any of the three formats, so the appeal of the universal drive will be limited to production houses which have to satisfy the specialized requirements of a myriad of customers. Microsoft is making a double-barreled effort to trigger new action on a flagging web speech specification. The software titan has commissioned demonstrations of its toolkit for building voice-powered web applications, while a Microsoft-backed group responsible for the technology has changed its rules to drum up more members. Microsoft said that it has paid Vertigo Software to produce demonstrations of the second test version of Microsoft's speech software development kit, for which the company started taking orders in October as part of its .NET initiative for providing applications and services online. The SALT Forum, founded 18 months ago by six companies including Microsoft, Cisco Systems, Philips, and Intel, has not seen widespread adoption of its specification, which consists of a handful of extensible markup language or XML tags. On Monday, the group announced a change in its membership policy that would make its structure more democratic. The forum, which until now took orders from the six founding members, will now recognize a sponsor membership class with voting rights on the board of directors, and contributors will be able to vote in working groups. Adopters will not gain any voting rights, but will maintain access to materials the forum develops. The group said it was changing its rules in response to requests by both existing and potential members. It currently lists 65 members in addition to the founders. In July, the forum submitted its SALT 1.0 specification to the Multimodal Interaction Working Group of the World Wide Web Consortium. SALT's technology will be incorporated into the next version of the W3C's Voice XML specification, the W3C said in January, when it issued Voice XML as a candidate recommendation, the penultimate stage in the W3C's recommendation process. Researchers have sounded the alarm about serious security holes in two popular digital media players. The vulnerabilities have cropped up in Real Network's RealPlayer and Apple Computer's QuickTime. While unrelated, the weak spots could allow an intruder to execute damaging arbitrary code on a victim's computer. In both cases, updates are available to remedy the problem. Security experts are increasingly concerned about hackers exploiting digital media players, which are designed to accept web addresses and scripts, a key route for self-propagating hostile code. The current vulnerabilities come at a time when streaming content has gained momentum, providing news and entertainment to a growing number of people accessing the internet via broadband connections. Real Networks has issued an advisory warning that by creating a specifically corrupted portable network graphics file, an attacker could cause heap corruption. Doing so would allow the attacker to execute code on the victim's machine. The vulnerable software uses an older data compression library within the RealPix component of the player, leaving the system vulnerable. The company says it has fixed the vulnerability by using an updated version of the data compression library. Real Network says it has not received any reports of anyone's computer actually being attacked via this exploit. The vulnerability affects Real One Player, Real One Player version 2 for Windows, Real Player 8 for Windows, Real Player 8 for Mac OS 9, Real One Player for Mac OS X, Real One Enterprise Desktop Manager, and Real One Enterprise Desktop. The Helix DNA client was not affected, Real Networks noted. Meanwhile, security firm iDefense warned this week that it has discovered an exploitable buffer overflow vulnerability in Apple's QuickTime player that could affect computers with Microsoft Windows, but not those with Apple Macintosh's OS. Buffer overflows occur when an application is flooded with information and, as a result, can't handle memory correctly. By causing a buffer overflow, attackers can insert their own code into the execution of the application. In this case, a URL containing 400 characters will overrun the allocated space on the system, allowing the attacker to assume control of the system, iDefense said. All the attacker needs to do is to convince a web surfer to click on a specially crafted URL. iDefense said that QuickTime Player versions 5.x and 6.0 for Windows are vulnerable. Apple recommended downloading its QuickTime 6.1, which addresses this vulnerability. Three-quarters of software security experts at major companies surveyed by Forrester Research don't think Microsoft's products are secure, the technology research company said last week. While 77% of respondents in the information technology field said security was a top concern when using Windows, 89% still use the software for sensitive applications, Forrester said, in a report titled, Can Microsoft Be Secure? The survey polled 34 software security experts at companies with at least $1 billion in revenue. Forrester said that too few firms are taking responsibility for securing their Windows systems. 40% of firms weren't planning to make security improvements themselves, and only 59% of those who suffered security attacks have made changes to the way they use Microsoft software. Microsoft launched a company-wide initiative more than a year ago to make its software more secure and trustworthy in the face of attacks that targeted the vulnerability and wide reach of its software. Antisocial mobile phone users could be punished with an electric shock if prototypes from a design company were to go into production. The increasing irritation over inappropriate or noisy conversations in public places prompted British design firm IDEO to come up with handsets that would encourage people to be more tactful in their phone use. The designs aren't intended to make it onto the high street, but to prompt debate about the social impact of mobile phones. Designs include a phone with two metal plates attached that could send an increasing electronic shock to the user depending on how loudly he's talking. The catapult phone allows users to aim their own handsets at someone in the vicinity and at the press of a button will launch a sound to disrupt their conversation. They are intended to stimulate discussion about whether these phones are any more ridiculous than what we put up with every day, chief designer Graham Pullen told the BBC's Go Digital program. For those that do take account of other people when making a mobile phone call, the designers came up with a quiet phone that allows users to have a silent conversation. Instead of speaking, people simply press a button to reply with an automated yes or no to the person on the other end of the phone. And finally, Microsoft on Monday released a Windows XP update designed to enhance security for computers that connect to wireless networks, but the software is only a part of the Wi-Fi picture. The software update would change how the operating system connects to 802.11 or Wi-Fi networks or base stations. Under the older method, one encrypted key is used by everyone connecting to the wireless network. The update would provide a means of associating a separate key for each computer connecting to the network, a change that in theory should increase security. Businesses are increasingly concerned about wireless security, particularly since a breach through a single base station could expose an otherwise fortified network to infiltration by hacking or snooping. The update adds support for Wi-Fi Protected Access, or WPA, which is intended to replace the current standard, Wired Equivalent Privacy, WEP. WPA has been approved by the Wi-Fi Alliance, which is the group responsible for establishing standards governing wireless networking. WEP already provides one layer of encryption, and WPA adds another. While seen as an improvement over the old standard, WPA could also complicate matters for some businesses, since Wi-Fi firmware would also need to be upgraded to support the security technology. And that news brief for this week.